The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 31st of July, 2008. It's the feast day of St. Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits, the Society of Jesus. St. Ignatius, who said, "Teach us to give and not to count the cost." It's the birthday of J.K. Rowling, born Joanne Rowling in Yate, England, in 1965. Author of 7 novels in the Harry Potter series, a series which has sold nearly 400 million copies, and who said the character of Hermione is a caricature of herself when she was 11 years old. She was working as a secretary when she took a cross-country trip by train, and the idea of Harry Potter came fully formed into her mind. She said, "All these characters and situations came flooding into my head." She didn't have a pen to write it all down, so she just sat for 4 hours thinking about it, and then started writing as soon as she got home. In the meantime, she went to Portugal, she got married, and then divorced, moved to Scotland with her little girl, where she started writing in cafes, because taking her daughter for a walk was the best way to make her fall asleep, which would give her a few hours in which to write. The first book was Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, which came out in this country as Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Published in 1997 with a print run of 1,000 copies, 500 of which went to libraries. It has now sold about 120 million copies. Her publisher thought that young boys were the best target audience, and they were worried that boys would not buy a novel written by a woman, and that's why she used her initials, J.K. Rowling. She wrote fantasy books, although the genre of fantasy was one she did not much care for herself. Her favorite authors, she said, are Jane Austen and the Irish novelist Roddy Doyle, realists. But, she said, the unicorns were in there in the Harry Potter stories. There was the castle, God knows. But I really had not thought that fantasy was what I was doing. J.K. Rowling, who said she planned out the entire Harry Potter series before writing the first book, and I wrote the story I meant to write, she said. And it's the birthday of the poet and novelist Kim Adonizio, born 1954 in Washington, D.C. Her dad was a sports writer for the Washington Post. Her mom was the tennis champion Pauline Betts, author of 4 volumes of poetry, including Tell Me, which came out in 2000. Kim Adonizio, who lives in Oakland, California, and who said that for a writer, a feeling of spaciousness is crucial. Ideas come from reading, experiences, TV, looking at art, dreams, eavesdropping, living in as many directions as possible. Here's a poem for today by Kim Adonizio, Eating Together. I know my friend is going, though she still sits there across from me in the restaurant and leans over the table to dip her bread in the oil on my plate. I know how thick her hair used to be and what it takes for her to discard her man's cap partway through our meal, to look straight at the young waiter and smile when he asks how we are liking it. She eats as though starving, chicken, dolmada, the buttery flakes of phyllo, and what's killing her eats too. I watch her lift a glistening black olive and peel the meat from the pit, watch her fine, long fingers and her face puffy from medication. She lowers her eyes to the food, pretending not to know what I know. She's going, and we go on eating." A poem by Kim Adonizio, Eating Together, from What Is This Thing Called Love, published by W.W. Norton & Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Thomas Schweitzker and Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.